733-2782.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, February 13th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to bring back this story about Josh Shriver. And you heard Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. He's going to be interviewing Shane Trejo. Downstate Kim, I just want to let you know I forwarded that information you sent me to Ian. I told him I wanted to talk to him at noon when I get off the air before his interview with Shane Trejo. There's a couple other things I want to talk to him about. But basically, the grandstanding done by Senator John DeMoose. He got quote of the day yesterday for his diatribe on Facebook, a certain short little paragraph that he put on it. I'm not going to read the whole post because I found it absolutely revolting, actually. Catering to both sides. Trying to sound like a Christian by quoting scripture. Trying to sound like a conservative by quoting Ronald Reagan. But in the meantime, ripping somebody's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and freedom of press, who happens to be a Christian young man in the House. Quote of the day that MERS News Service gave to DeMoose, quote, "By now, we Republicans should know that anything other than a swift and strong rebuke of such filth undermines everything we say, everything we're trying to accomplish in terms of rebuilding the, quote, shining city on the hill to which we point so often," end quote. MERS News Service gave it to the supposedly Republican Senator John DeMoose in rebuking his reaction to State Representative Josh Shriver's post that he reposted on his Twitter account from another individual. Advancing social media posts with white nationalist themes, according to MERS News Service. Now, it's pretty interesting because in part of this diatribe by DeMoose, they report DeMoose's wife was an orphan from Vietnam, who was adopted into the United States at the end of the Vietnam War and is, quote, "every bit as American as I am," said DeMoose. His grandfather, born 1 month after his family arrived from the Middle East, is just as American as his grandmother, who was a direct descendant of Daniel Boone. I guess he feels it necessary to get his ancestry out there so that everybody knows about it, kind of where his DNA comes from. He goes on to say, DeMoose, on his Facebook post, "The representative posts are not worth repeating, but you can look them up for yourself. But," and whenever you use the word John, but, B-U-T, you just negate everything you just said, just so you understand that. "Such ideas truly have no place in our politics or our culture. By now, our nation should know better. And by now, we Republicans should know that anything other than a swift and strong rebuke of such filth undermines everything we say, everything we are trying to accomplish in the terms of rebuilding this shining city on the hill to which we point so often." which earned him quote of the day. Well, you have to understand, Senator John DeMoose isn't on the ballot this year. State representatives are. The Democrats have targeted Josh Shriver. They are going to put up a candidate against him. I would not be surprised if State Senator John DeMoose, who has nothing better to do during this election cycle, isn't willing to go down and knock on doors for the Democrat against the Republican Josh Shriver. I wouldn't be surprised at all if DeMoose wasn't down there in that district knocking on doors for the Democrat. This is the same freshman state senator, John DeMoose, after being elected in November of 2022, had the privilege of escorting the first family, the Whitmer family, her husband, Mark Mallory, the retired dentist, and the children, the adult children of the Whitmers, into the House chamber for the State of the State address. I believe it was January 25th of 2023. How did DeMoose, a freshman Republican state senator, get that privilege? How did it happen? This year, of course, it was Senator John Bumstead, who's also being coached and handled and manipulated by Congressman Jack Bergman's team, just like they are handling DeMoose. But I digress. The information is one-sided. Because if you look at the post that he reposted, that he retweeted, he was not the author. He simply reposted somebody else's thoughts for conversation on his own personal social media pages. But then they attack. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, strips him of his office staffers, kicks him off of the one committee he was assigned to, and then Matt Hall, the minority leader, basically kicks him out of caucus in the House. So now this guy is basically a man on an island by himself down in Lansing. Is he able to service his constituents? No. You know, in this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing because I look at the machine that's in Lansing. The machine in Lansing? Seriously, they're going to get Republicans to attack a fellow Republican, and all the Democrats, by the way, on DeMoose's post on Facebook, all liked and praised Senator DeMoose for his quote-unquote leadership on this issue, attacking a fellow Republican. First of all, John DeMoose is not a Republican. He is definitely not a conservative Republican. John, anytime you want to come on the show, you have my number. I'll give you an entire hour to counter everything I'm saying. You voted to take away our Second Amendment rights in the state capitol. You voted for this budget. And that's part of the problem with this whole story, folks. Some people are going through this proposed budget that Whitmer just came out with last week, $80.7 billion. They're claiming that she's actually funding reverse racism. She's steering money away from white people and white programs and giving the money to others that are not white. Isn't that a form of racism? It's called reverse racism. reverse discrimination. Is that so far out of the box, Demus, for you to understand? Or because of your wife being from Vietnam and your grandfather coming from the Middle East, that you have such strong feelings? You came after me personally, attacking me for things I said on this show. What happened to my First Amendment rights? Well, doesn't matter. Trucker's not entitled to his opinions. He's not entitled to talking about reverse discrimination, something that I personally experienced at Michigan State University in 1977, 1978. I have a personal story to tell too, John, not just you. But you think because you're a state senator and you can cater to the governor and you can cater to the Speaker of the House and you can cater to the Democrats doing your butt kissing that you're doing down there, you don't think anybody's going to know about it. Well, guess what? They're going to know about it because of this microphone and because of this show. And again, anytime you want to come on and discuss it or debate me on it, call me. Because I'm sick and tired of you grandstanding on these type of issues. You did it to me, and you did it to Tristan Cole, and now you're doing it to Josh Shriver. This is a reoccurring theme with you, sir. You are an opportunist attacker. Whenever a situation arises, instead of just shutting your mouth and staying quiet, no, you got to grandstand. And you got to get the Speaker of the House, the Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and all the Democrats in the Senate and in the House to praise you glowingly on your Facebook page. Well, I, for one, am sick and tired of it. So again, 231-360-5140, John. Contact me on a Monday show or for a Friday show when you guys are not in session in Lansing, and I will give you an entire hour to discuss it with me. And I'll be respectful, as long as you are. Because I think the people of the 37th State Senate District and across the state of Michigan need to hear you and I having this conversation. The sooner, the better. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So I'm definitely not going to hold my breath waiting for State Senator John DeMoose to reach out to me. But the clock is ticking. You earned quote of the day on February 12th. You got it yesterday from MERS News Service. So I'm going to start a new clock. This is day one of waiting for Senator John DeMoose to reach out to me to be on this show. Got a date in the calendar marked when you made quote of the day, including the quote. I have the Facebook link to your diatribe, your grandstanding on Facebook, where all the Democrats praised you glowingly and how others called you out for it. Mashaun Maddox, the former vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, said, isn't it interesting that only Democrats are praising DeMoose on this post? Thought that was kind of funny, very apropos, very accurate. You've got to make a decision before 2026. Because if you think you're going to run for re-election and be elected by Republican voters without a primary challenge, you're mistaken. That's number one. And if you think you're going to go to Washington, D.C. to replace Congressman Jack Bergman with his endorsement in 26, yeah, that's not going to happen either. Unless you start coming on this show and talking to the people and explaining and justifying your attacks on Republicans and you're catering to the Democrats, you're not getting elected ever again, John. And I don't care how much money that you throw at your TV ads and mailers. The people are going to be informed. They're going to be engaged. And they're going to know all about you. You got elected to the 107th basically being unknown because of the help of this show, this radio station. Your sponsorship, your commercials, weekly interviews gave you a huge victory in that Republican primary to replace Lee Chatfield in the 107th. Not so much advertising for the state Senate because it was outside of the listening area and you had to cater to the folks down in Traverse City, the large population base where you were running TV ads constantly on Spectrum cable TV, mailers in the mailbox, your TV ads with you panting, knocking on doors, walking the streets of Traverse City. Yeah, we saw them. others couldn't afford to run those TV ads. You won. But there's an election coming. It's called 2026. Your re-election to the 37th? Or is it going to be your election to go to Congress to replace Jack Bergman? Which is it going to be, John? Jack? Anybody? Either one of you can come on. I don't care. We'll have this conversation on the air in front of the folks. We'll turn it into a podcast on yourdefendingfathers.com. We may even make a YouTube video out of it. Just waiting for you to call me or text me. The invitation is open. It's day one. Let's see how long it goes before he reaches out. Because I'm not going to give up on this one. You have absolutely crossed the line in attacking State Representative Josh Shriver and catering to the Democrats. You did it against me in 22. You did it against Tristan Cole, and now you're doing it against Josh Shriver. Three strikes and you're out, Johnny. This is day one. The clock is ticking. 231-360-5140. And any of you DeMoose supporters out there that hear this, either live today or on the replay tomorrow morning at roughly, what, 7:56? Hour number two, the end of it, tomorrow morning. Tell DeMoose, Trucker Randy has sent out the invitation. A Monday would be better than a Friday. You're not in session on Mondays. You're back in district. You're sleeping in your own bed Monday night. Or maybe you're going down to Lansing Monday night to your apartment there in Lansing. Whatever. You can be on the show live on Monday. Just call me and text me and let me know the time and day, and I will have you on. But we're going to have this conversation. Either I'm going to have this conversation without you, and it's going to be one-sided, and you won't be able to rebuttal what I'm saying or challenge me on what I'm saying, John, or you're going to come on the show. And the same goes for Congressman Jack Bergman. Nothing personal, guys. Strictly business. We're going to be talking about politics, and we're going to be talking about your posts on Facebook. You want to attack Josh Shriver for his posts on his Twitter X account? Well, I'm going to attack you on your Facebook post. Not going to bother to read it on the radio. It's not worth it. If you want to look it up, like you said, look it up yourself. And if you're not on Facebook, unfortunately, you're not going to see what I'm talking about, but we will have him on the show. One day, sooner or later, he will be on this show. Mark my words. Day one, and the clock is ticking. Got another text message. He'll never come on your show, Randy. Well, then we'll have this conversation without him. Final hour of today's show, this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate your comments. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches.